At World Dairy Expo, I am visiting with the beef people. And you know what? All of these dairy producers here also are in the beef business. So it's very appropriate to see the beef checkoff represented here. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. We'll start with you, Angie.
I'm Angie Horkin. I'm the Director of Marketing for the Wisconsin Beef Council.
And we know you, Melissa, but you can go ahead and tell us.
Melissa Slagle with the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
All right. Tell me what you guys are doing out here at World Dairy Expo this year.
Well, we like to come here every year because, especially here in the state of Wisconsin, 80% of our checkoff dollars are generated from the dairy industry. So we feel it's very important to be here, to be talking to the dairy producers from Wisconsin and from all over the country, talking to them about what the beef checkoff does, how we invest their dollars in new products. We always sample a recipe or a new product here because it's very popular. And a lot of great checkoff materials and answering questions about the beef checkoff.
Well, Melissa, I know you're in Nebraska, but I understand you were here early, got a chance to learn a little bit about the industry here in Wisconsin?
We did yesterday. We actually spent about 12 hours out interviewing and visiting dairy farms and a veal farm as well. That was my first time on a veal farm, which was fun. And so, yes, they talked about what the checkoff means to them and their own operations and where they've seen the benefit of the checkoff, mainly in new product development, overseas markets, and things like that. So it was a great time.
Well, I know you're serving some meatballs right now. What kinds of questions or things do people want to know when they come up to the booth here?
Well, one of the biggest misconceptions, we are actually serving veal meatballs, and so people give us a look like they're eating a baby cow. And so one of the first things we explain to them is that it's a 500-pound animal, not a baby animal, and that it's very lean and very nutritious for them. So that's one of the things that we're doing here at the booth. And another thing that we're also promoting is cattlesurvey.com, which is the national beef quality audit. We are actually asking for dairy and beef producer input on that survey, and that's open until the end of this year. So
they just go to that website?
Yes, cattlesurvey.com, and it takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete. And like I said, this is the first year we've asked for producer input, and we want to know what kinds of things they do on their own operations to ensure quality for the end product.
All right. Anything else, especially that the Wisconsin Beef Council would like people to know?
That we're here and we're very cognizant of the dairy industry in the state, and I think our dairy producers are realizing that. We realize where our money comes from, and we're always promoting ground beef, especially here in the state, because we have so much and that's what we do produce with our dairy cattle. So we do travel quite a bit across the state talking to the dairy organizations and answering their questions and just keeping it very transparent, letting them know what we do with their checkoff dollars and how we are promoting beef, their beef across the state.
All right. Well, thank you both very much. I enjoyed visiting with you here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.